This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Donald Trump promised, hey, we're going to repeal and replace right away. That hasn't happened. Why hasn't it happened? Because what they're seeing in their town hall meetings is the Affordable Care Act is indeed not a job killer. It's a lifesaver.
Tom Perez, the DNC chair, reacting, saying that it is all bogus when it comes to repealing Obamacare, as you just heard him there in his own words. So the war on health care continues to roll on in the wake of the president's speech just the other night. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's go to Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, so interesting reaction from Tom Perez, who's jumping right in the bully pulpit right in the middle of everything, and that makes sense because finally the Democrats have their chair, and he said a couple of things about Obamacare being repealed and also about Trump's speech saying it was Steve Bannon on steroids with a smile. So first, your reaction to, I mean, the war still is on over health care, right?
It certainly is, and it's one that is going to be pretty difficult. You know, there was a lot of frustration from Republicans for Trump not taking this on earlier, hoping that he would expend more early political capital when it comes to health care reform or tax reform or the big things that really matter to them. But now it really is kind of coming to that point where they're going to be presenting a plan relatively soon. What's going to be in it, that is still under lock and key. Apparently tomorrow on the Hill there's going to be a reading room set up for members and their staff to read the bill for the replacement plan. They're apparently not allowed to take out copies. It's not being made public quite yet. But, you know, we're going to be expecting probably some leaks coming out from that. And then ultimately, you know, the plan, once it's finalized, being presented to the public. So it's certainly coming up, and there's going to be a pretty big fight over that, to say the least, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then we go to this Russia discussion, and you had the Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying, I never met with any Russian officials to discuss issues of the campaign. What are they saying in D.C.? What is the chatter?
Well, you know, the big news beyond that tonight is that Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, has issued a statement saying that she wants Jeff Sessions to resign. This is a pretty big step up from what we previously heard, which has largely been calls for Jeff Sessions to recuse himself. But in light of this, this seems like this is going to be the official Democratic line moving forward. The DOJ has confirmed that the meeting with the ambassador in Jeff Sessions' office did take place. According to the Washington Post report that broke this, apparently Sessions, people are saying that when he said that statement to the committee, he was speaking, he was essentially going to say that he did not have any conversations with any Russian officials in his capacity of the campaign, but instead he was speaking as a member of the Armed Services Committee. The Post also asked about, or they asked all 25 members of that committee if they had met with the ambassador from Russia as well. According to 19 of them who responded, none of them had met with the ambassador. So that just kind of makes this all the more fishy and really just reignites this conversation after a day where Trump had been, you know, been in a pretty good spot with the media, been in a pretty good spot with his critics. It's now going to all come flashing back, and we're likely going to probably wake up to an angry tweet about it in the morning. So keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah. The other thing is, and again, this is the tsunami of reactions still a couple of days later, and we know this will continue into the weekend over the speech, and you know, the comedians are having a field day as to who did the speech and what really happened. And Senator Graham today called for even more military spending than Trump does. That's pretty big, because you saw how much we were talking about from his number. Some people, some Democrats, were gasping, in fact, choking, and had to be resuscitated. But, of course, Graham, a Republican, saying, no, we need even more.
Well, it's also not just Graham, a Republican, but Graham, who among, you know, John McCain and previously roles that were filled by Lieberman, Kelly Ayotte before they left, was among the, or is among the biggest hawks in the Senate. You know, he's somebody who, and I recall this from back during the, you know, last campaign that we had, when he was participating in the kind of opening debate, the sideshow debate, he was asked a question about, you know, pro-life principles and abortion. And, you know, he gave sort of a boilerplate Republican response that ultimately ended in calling for more troops. So not necessarily very surprising coming from Lindsey Graham, somebody who, you know, always wants to see, you know, either boots on the ground or a bigger military budget or a bigger buildup. But, you know, certainly helps define him as somebody who is willing to speak out against the Republican orthodoxy at this time.
Yeah, and then this whole thing about the travel ban, they're talking about removing Iraq from the travel ban list is a good thing. So President Trump's original travel ban list, what this is Congressman Mike McCall saying, it was a good approach, but the fact of pulling Iraq out in the end of the day is the right thing to do. I mean, what is going on with this whole ban thing anyway? I thought that was on ice.
Well, now what they're doing is they are restructuring the ban so that it's more politically palatable and can move forward with that, or not politically palatable, but also, you know, able to move through the, you know, judicial system and not be struck down like we saw with the last time around. But, you know, when it comes to Iraq, that was one of the big kind of controversies going on within the, you know, intelligence community, within the, you know, military community, the fact that, you know, we had relied upon, you know, winning the hearts and minds of Iraqis, using a lot of Iraqi ambassadors, and that ultimately banning them just didn't really help anybody. You know, the administration in particular pointed to, you know, the situation in Bowling Green, you know, which wasn't a massacre despite initial claims, but, you know, did involve two individuals, I believe, from Iraq who were, you know, caught for terrorism charges. But, you know, nevertheless, despite all of that bluster, it looks like Trump will probably side with his community on this one. And when it comes to, you know, the respect that he's paid towards the former generals and generals that make up his staff.
Yeah. Most important thing I'm going to ask you, Justin, ready for this one? Kellyanne Conway. So she decides that she's going to take a kind of a soft approach on the couch, kneeling on the Oval Office couch. She was trying to get a giant picture with her iPhone is really what happened. But etiquette folks are having a field day with this. Would you pose that way to get a picture in the Oval Office if you ever get an audience with Donald Trump?
You know, I'm a radio guy, so I've had to contort my body into a whole bunch of different positions to try to get audio in there. You know, I've also been kind of called into the Oval Office last minute, but I thought I was going to be at the White House just to, you know, fiddle with some equipment and do some, like, you know, minor things. I suddenly found myself, you know, more than once, unfortunately, you know, called into the Oval Office while wearing blue jeans or wearing shoes that weren't necessarily appropriate for it at that time. So, you know, I'm not going to be a hypocrite and I'm not going to criticize her for that one. But, you know, this is something that's fun to joke about. It's fun to watch the memes and whatnot. But, you know, there's always been sort of criticism about proper decorum in the Oval Office, be it from, you know, Bush and Obama putting their feet up on the table or, you know, a whole mess of issues. So I'm not going to falter on that one, but, you know, certainly was a pretty, you know, interesting photo. And I'm really enjoying the memes that people are making from that.
Absolutely. Justin Duckham, Talk Media News, thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up, we got a lot of things to talk about, including the fact that stocks shot through the roof today. So what does that mean? If you have a 401k, you might be smiling. Kate Delaney, more happening on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tonight. How about this? The Dow soars 303 points to close about above 21,000 for the first time ever on Wednesday. The milestone comes on the heels barely a month after the Dow hit 20,000 for the first time. Can we hear that cash sound again? I love the sound of that machine. I hear it comes. I know it. It's when you're walking through the lobby of any major hotel in Vegas, this is the sound that they want people to hear to pull them in to the slots, to pull them into the casino. Of the Dow soaring 303 points to close above 21,000 for the first time ever. I'll say it again. So Trump's primetime address, the president's address to Congress on Tuesday, got high marks from viewers, and clearly Wall Street loved the good news. This number is so huge, the Dow generated its biggest point gain since November 7th. Wow. Good for you if you have a 401k or you have a little bit of money squirreled away in some secret stock somewhere, because maybe they shot up. So it's not the speech that gave investors the policy details maybe they were looking for, because there were fewer specifics on anything like tax reform. There wasn't much there, or Obamacare, that kind of stuff, deregulation. But it was the tone. See, it just shows you how Wall Street rocks on good and negative news. So the tone of Trump's speech, where it was optimistic and it wasn't as negative, you know, filled with we need this, you know, this is what's happening. It wasn't as much in that direction as you heard from the inauguration speech in what he was saying. So this speech really flipped on Wall Street, because that is a, I mean, that is a huge orbit to hit, of course. As we know, you are standing at the craps table when you talk about stocks, but to see the big blue chips jump the way they did, and to see the just the overall number go up the way it did, is because of the tone. And it's true, because of the tone of that speech. It was heavy optimism that things are going to be great. So, boom. Opposite story when we look at our friends in Venezuela. I've talked about this before, and I'll have to have my buddy on, Leo Cardenas, who is from Venezuela, but he was telling me how horrible it is down there. People don't realize it, the kidnappings, some of the crazy nonsense that's going on. They're down. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine if, I want you to think about this for a second, if I ever get on the airwaves, if I could make it to the airwaves, if I got on the air and I said, America is down to its last $10 billion. That would be frightening, scary, and we'd be in big trouble. So Venezuela only has that much in foreign reserves left. And for the rest of the year, they owe about $7.2 billion. So my math is pretty decent these days. That's not good. You know, if you go back to 2011, they had $30 billion in reserves. And the number, of course, the number just kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And what are they going to do? You know, to make debt payments in the past year, Venezuela shipped gold to Switzerland. It's a scary, scary, shaky place that they're in. I mean, they've got a humanitarian crisis. I talked about that with this economic meltdown, the kidnappings, all that kind of stuff. Massive food and medical shortages, skyrocketing grocery prices. It's they're running out of cash, corruption, everything. It would be very scary. As an American, you wouldn't want to make that trip to Venezuela. As a kid, I went to Caracas, and I thought it was just the coolest place. Went to a bullfight. Did a whole bunch of neat things. The people were great. That was a different time. This is a time that you absolutely would not want to be going to Venezuela. And Hugo the Butcher Chavez did not leave it in a good spot when he died. And people had blinders on when it came to what he was doing. And there was so much nonsense going on behind the scenes. And that just worsened. And so it's gotten even weaker. But I think when you see $10 billion and you think, can you imagine ever a time where the United States would be in that position? I have to say no. I hope never. But because it would spark massive crises, and that's exactly what they're seeing there. Oh, awful. And since we're kind of going in that direction, the money direction, the Oscars on Sunday, the big crazy thing that happened was PricewaterhouseCoopers screwed up, the accountant screwed up. And he was, you know, they had these, I'll just tell you how they do it. So who cares about the Oscars? Except for that, you should be able to get an envelope, read it, boom. They have the silly process. They make a big deal. I'm sure they pay a fortune to do it. They get paid a fortune to do it. So they have two suitcases. Oh, they're locked. And they have each accountant tied to the suitcase, basically. And that way there's no screw-ups or accusations that it's messed up. So the one accountant who was in charge, and he's higher than that, he handed the Best Actress envelope to Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway, and of course that screwed up. So then when they read the Best Picture, they didn't say the Best Picture. They said it was La La Land. You know that story by now. So Brian Cullinan is his name, is a partner at PwC, so he's a little higher than just an accountant. He's an accountant with a juicy title, but he's not going to be on the team for the Academy Awards any longer. I mean, look, PwC is one of the biggest accounting firms in the world, right? And the Academy is their client, has been their client, you ready for this, for 83 years. So that's a pretty chunky account. That's a sweet account, actually. And he had to take responsibility because he did flop. It was a human error. It was a breach of the protocols. He handed Dunaway and Beatty the wrong envelope when they walked on stage. And, you know, how it took so long to correct that is so weird. But I think what happened is backstage he was taking pictures with Emma Stone and tweeting them out. And I said this the other day. So once again, social media takes somebody else out because he's busy. He's busy doing that and not focused on, okay, here's the envelope. Because he has two envelopes and a phone in his hand right before they walked on stage. So that's what happened. He messed them up. That was just the craziest thing. Oh, that was the craziest screw up. Oh, the shocked faces of the actors and actresses that were in the front of the, you know, the couple front rows of the Academy was just priceless. And I have a feeling someone's going to capitalize on that. I can almost write the commercial in my head, can't you? I can tell you one. Southwest Airlines had a bad day. Got to get away for their fun fairs. Yeah, got to get away. That would be what I would want to do if I was the person who was in charge of the envelopes and that happened. We're going to bounce back to what's going on in D.C., and how that affects you and I. The biggest discussion to me that's incredibly important is healthcare, without a doubt, because each and every single one of us, what do we not know? We have no idea how long we're going to live. We have no idea what kind of care we're going to need if we live a super long life. What about our family, the people around us, and friends and whatnot, and with some of what's happening with diseases and what's happening with doctors, it's scary. I mean, listen, it's Russian roulette anyway, but now it's Russian roulette times 10. And the escalating costs of what you're paying and what you're getting for that payment, a lot of confusion over healthcare, but we've been in this state for way too long. And now there's going to be a different approach, perhaps, but the president, realizing when he met with the insurance people and once everything, all the facts were lined up, coming back to say, oh, this is a much harder deal than I thought. This is way more convoluted, basically, than I originally thought it would be. It's not going to be that easy to just rip everything up and re-rack it. But I have some thoughts. I bet you do, too. You can always share them. 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
He laid out the guidepost for the Congress to replace Obamacare with free market solutions that are grounded in American principles, lowering the cost of health insurance while letting no American fall through the cracks.
The discord in their party will grow as Republicans turn to Washington after this last week of angry town halls. I believe the odds are very high. We will keep the ACA. It will not be repealed.
Schumer gets the last word. The senator from New York saying it's not going to be repealed. I ask all of you, how hard are you pushing to get it repealed? That while you've got a lot of people that are pushing to not have it repealed. So there's a lot of confusion over what direction we're heading in. And I just talked about the fact that that's not anything new. We've been dealing with this for a long time, you know, leading up to the ACA and then after the ACA and everything that's followed since then, there is no question that health care should be very high on our list, and yet it continues to be the thing that completely divides us. Repeal and replace, keep and suffer. See, to me, and I've done plenty of research on this, and we really have here on America Tonight, all the years that we spent in Washington going over with this, you know, health care with everybody. And we know there's a plan that's in place. We heard Justin Duckham at the top, if you missed it, say that there is a read session. So everybody's allowed to read it and on the Hill, but not take it out, not have copies of it, all that kind of stuff. But they're allowed to look at it. So Affordable Care Act being repealed and replaced would shift insurance tax credits, I would assume. And what comes in its place? What is the legislation that Paul Ryan says that it's going to be introduced to do that? And the task is clearly an arduous one because, you know, it's like an ant pushing a boulder up the hill. I say it again, so much has been tossed around about healthcare, and yet when healthcare, you know, here was one of the biggest foibles of the ACA. When all of that was being discussed, it was almost as if there were a few select people who were part of the process. In other words, there were doctors, but like two. So maybe I'm exaggerating, but there wasn't enough input from the medical community. There wasn't enough input from the people who are in the healthcare business that could be objective, where you could look at the books, where you could see what was happening and know, oh boy, if we put this whole thing in place and we say we're going to fix parts of it, really, is it going to be easy to fix the parts of it? And it never was easy to do that. It didn't happen. Now, you have people like the president of the Greater New York Hospital Association, who is sounding the alarm, saying that the proposals would put a huge amount of pressure on state budgets and many Americans at risk of losing health care. Because he says that's what would happen. Paul Ryan and two House committee chairs stood with the new Secretary of Health and Human Services, former Representative Tom Price of Georgia, preparing Republican lawmakers for the, you know, for what lies ahead. And the fact that there's a lot of angry people who are anxious about the fate of health care. But it looks like the lean is going to be on tax credits to finance individual insurance purchases and reduce federal payments to the 31 states that have expanded Medicaid eligibility. So the question again is the same one I keep asking, the same one everybody else keeps asking. You've got 12 million people who have insurance because they became eligible for Medicaid under the ACA, and they estimate that federal spending for this group is going to be $70 billion this year. So the House Republican plan would ixnay, totally knock out tax penalties for people who don't have insurance and employers who don't offer it, because that was one of the deals. It would also eliminate taxes and fees that help pay for the expansion of the coverage under the ACA, under this health care law. And so that means fees collected from insurance companies, manufacturers of brand name prescription drugs, excise tax on makers of medical devices, all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot to pull apart here. There really is. It seems as though there should be a simple way to throw this up on the board and figure it out. And so at least it's being figured out. At least it is. But Republican unity on health care is a little elusive even. And I think it's because of constituents up in arms, confusion over what does it mean, and a call for fix it. Help us. Don't screw with us, because we've already been screwed with. We don't want to be screwed with again. I said this the other night. It's like you think of what I call old days, and you would get a job. I can't remember the first job I got in broadcasting that probably paid me next to nothing. I'm certain of it. And I remember talking to my mother on the phone. I remember talking about, oh, the benefits were so good. And, of course, they were. So, you know, you break your arm at the softball game, no problem. It'll cost you 50 cents. Well, maybe $1.50 today. But you had, you know, you had that kind of coverage where you went in and the copay was nothing. And you weren't, you didn't even sweat it. So there's no hesitation on your part of, should I go? Should I not go? And then I had a cousin who was, who had a job with the Philadelphia Eagles. He now works at Rutgers. He's the communications director there, but he had a job out of school with the Eagles and had health insurance and all of that. And then he got a better job at Temple University. And in the transition, he thought he was covered. He wasn't. He got a broken nose. And $15,000 later, yeah, that's what happened. But that was so, it still was, we talked about that like it was shocking and was so rare. Now, are you kidding? That's, it's like the norm, right? The confusion. The confusion over what do I have to pay for? What tests are covered? I've seen that. I really feel like I'm at a Fridays and people are reading this incredibly long menu and trying to pick their options out right in front of my face when I'm at the doctor's office where there's this little song and dance going on. Do you have insurance cover? What's your insurance cover? Oh, the doctor loves you. Oh, what do we, well, today we want to order those tests. Oh, you need a blood test to know your blood type? Oh, that's $1,000. $1,000. I hope all of you listening to this show know your blood type. Because if you wanted to go and find out your blood type, it would cost you $1,000. Wow. Oh, insanity. I tell you, insanity. All right, so we move from what we really don't know that's happening, only little bits and pieces of it, which would be healthcare, and that's a major discussion and affects all of us, to a city on the East Coast that is just getting battered with these, the story of the seven police officers in Baltimore that are being federally indicted for a racketeering conspiracy in a case that was secretly conducted and kept quiet about. It reminds me of The Wire. The Wire was about Baltimore. This was like vintage The Wire. So the arrests of the cops involved in this racketeering were announced on Wednesday morning, and they were robbing victims ranging from $200,000 to a couple of $100. They were filing false affidavits. They were making fraudulent overtime claims while officers vacationed in Myrtle Beach and gambled at casinos. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny. Hey, let's go on down to Myrtle Beach. Let's go play some golf and go gambling. And so, of course, they were nailed. And it is very Wire-ish, like that television show. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can get it on Netflix. It's unbelievable. But I don't want to digress. Where you had dirty cops and some crazy things, that, and good ones, when you had crazy things that happened in that city with drugs and whatnot. So one officer, speaking of that, is also charged in a separate drug distribution indictment. They say sometimes drugs and weapons were seized in addition to money, and in several cases, the defendants didn't file any police reports. So the seven cops were involved in this. Seven of them. All suspended without pay. They're in custody. The police are looking for more victims who may have interacted with them under suspicious circumstances, and kind of good luck with that. Because you think of drug and DEA being involved in it and trying to also throw that into the mix. But they have heavy evidence, or they wouldn't be wielding the photos and making the arrests the way they did. Just boom, they just nailed them. They had it. I'm sure it was shocking because it doesn't look like anyone escaped the grasp of the information that they, you know, the information that they had and what they could do with it. All right, we're stepping aside and coming back with fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
Love is strange. Love is strange. But people change.
blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Working hard.
WSRQ, our pals listening to us, the voice of Sarasota and Manatee, of course, the station down there, just fantastic, the support that we get from those people, and KPAM as well, 860 AM station in Portland, Oregon. Could you get more different kinds of climate? I guess now it's kind of, we can throw it all in one bucket, but you're at the beach, but you're in the middle of this beautiful green, incredible, I think, coastline around you when you talk about Portland. Two really cool areas of the country, though, that's for sure. And you know what they have in common? They have a couple of decent wineries. Seriously. Or maybe really in Sarasota wine tasting more. But the hidden gem in Portland is that they have some pretty cool wineries and some fun things to do. Speaking of fun, one of the things that we do on this show to lighten the load is a little segment I call Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Nathan Reeder joins us. Hi, Nathan. How are you?
I'm good, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. And my first story that I was thinking about today, and I was thinking of you, is this submarine. How do you build a $2.7 billion nuclear submarine? Well, we have done it, because, of course, we have that innovative engineering type of folks, a lot of them here in the United States. So this submarine is incredible. I was looking at, you know, bits and pieces of how they together. I don't know. And to me, there's something cool about the look of a submarine going across the water. And maybe it's because I've been on a couple of them. Have you ever been on a submarine?
No, I haven't.
Deadly quiet. It's a, you know, deploy special forces, can attack land targets. Here's the thing. If you don't like small spaces, Nathan, then a sub would not be for you.
Oh, I could do okay in small spaces.
You could do it.
Yeah.
So if I got you a gig for a couple of weeks on a sub, you'd be okay. You could do nightly reports for us. I love it.
Any private subs out there? How many privately owned subs are in the world, do you think?
I bet very
demilitarized.
Few. I mean, that's kind of interesting. There might be a few floating out there. Floating, get it? But I don't think very many. For everybody listening, if you really want to get the sub experience, I'm being serious about this, you don't want to go to Disney World and be in one of those fake subs where you're like 10,000 leagues under the sea, you can go, when you go to New York City, go to the Intrepid, which is amazing. It's this giant aircraft carrier. It has all these different kinds of planes on it. It's mind-blowing. It's one of my favorite places. And they also have a sub there that you can go on. It's cool. From World War II.
Sweet.
It is. It is sweet. It is so worth it. I mean, you can spend so much time there. I've been on it, I think I've been on it four or five times. I've been on it five times.
You're hooked.
And they've got... I'm hooked in the Intrepid. They should just hire me. I should just be a docent there, and I could walk around and tell you about everything. But they have the Concorde's there. So remember the Concorde? You can climb on the Concorde. I just think that's wild. You remember how fast the Concorde went? So I'm going to say, to me, if we say fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo, I say bingo, baby.
Bingo. I'm there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Bingo. All right. Gosh, this is crazy. And I don't know what you really do about this because tourism is too big. The Bahamas has this weird thing happening. The Bahamas have a lot of swimming pigs. And the reason they think the pigs are swimming, seriously, that you'd be swimming and you see a pig swimming towards you.
What flavor of bacon are we talking about here?
No, I'm saying a real live pig, brother. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it's really live. And the pigs are coming towards you because so many people are, you know, they're out on the beach and they're snacking and boozing it up. And they're giving the food to the pigs. So now on this one island, they're finding that the swimming pigs are starting to die off, and they're blaming it on the tourists because they used to have this big pig colony there at NASA, and now because of what the tourists are doing, they're eating the wrong food, and so instead they've got snacks, beer, rum, all that kind of stuff, and then what happens is that they're so friendly that people are riding on the backs of them and all that other sort of stuff, so it just invites this wave of death that's happening.
Wave of death.
Wave of death. It's a wave of pig deaths.
Yeah, pig surfers, beware. And tumbled over by humanity. And preservatives. They're probably eating... Oh, poor pigs. I'm gonna say that's nuts. Pig nuts.
Pig nuts. Bingo. Shred it. Oh my god.
Not shredding it.
Yeah, okay. It's just crazy, you know. They got about 15 pigs left. There's so many, the wave of pig deaths has just killed them all.
You said this was where again?
It's in Nassau in the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not a hoax. It's a real story. Okay, this is a real story, too. And I just, this story kind of gets me because it's like, are you kidding me? So a Michigan mom laughed during her daughter's sentencing hearing for killing a man while driving drunk. So she got hysterical in the courtroom. It could have been nerves, because it's not funny. I don't know. But the Wayne County Circuit judge just ripped into the family of this 25-year-old, the mother, for giggling while the dead man's sister gave this, you know, statement. The judge called the mom ridiculous, called her boyfriend a clown, ordered him out of the courtroom, and then, because of the disruptive behavior...
Did the boyfriend do something, too?
He was just being a jerk, clowning around and stuff. You know, just making faces and whatever. So the judge said to the mother, ma'am, you are going to jail for 93 days. She was sentenced to 93 days. So her daughter was sentenced to between 3 and 15 years in prison for killing somebody in a head-on crash while driving drunk. And the mother, because she got hysterical laughing and giggling in court, the judge finally said that was enough, and she's in jail for 93 days.
Ooh.
That's ridiculous. Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, every once in a while, you can't do that. They're normal back-talking in those judicial systems.
No, you can't do it.
Respect.
Can't do it.
Respect authority.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. I saw that happen one time. I was covering a murder trial where this girl killed her ex-boyfriend because she was jealous, and both of the women were beautiful young girls, and the family, all the families were in court. It was really tense, and somebody was being inappropriate, passing notes and saying things, and got loud, and the judge threw them out. Didn't throw them in jail, but threw them out, so it was very strange. All right, this story is crazy. So I was reading about ways to get into Disneyland, and there was a girl that got into Disneyland last week. She used a park pass from 1994. It was a four-day pass, and so she's 22, you know, years old. She dug up the old ticket. It said she still had one valid day left to use. I'm serious. And they let her do it. It was a weird loophole. She had a full day at the park by herself, free. Boom. She wrote about it on LinkedIn.
Did she have a map to get to the place where she dug it up?
A map. A treasure map.
Yeah, it was a Disney adventure.
No, it was with the swimming pigs. And so the
there you go. Nice. I am going full on bingo on this one. Totally.
I think bingo. I'm going to look through all my old stuff and see if I have any Disney World passes I can still use. And I want to be that person. I'm going to write about it next on LinkedIn. Get into the castle. I love it.
Awesome.
All right, Nathan. Thank you.
For sure.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.